preparation of getting ready for the Jets?
You know, you obviously got to respect them. You know, they're a good team. So, you know, watching the past 3 weeks that they played, seeing some things that they've done offensively, improving on some things that they weren't doing so well in the beginning of the year that they've you know, improved on. So, this week a challenge to, you know, prepare well for them, because you know that they're, you know, they're always going to come with their best on Sunday.
How much have they changed from going from that passing maybe that you saw them the first time to running the ball now?
You know, Green, you know, he's running the ball hard. He's got some good plays out there, some big plays. So, you know, he's definitely running hard and running well right now.
Rob, when you look at the Jets in general, mm-hmm. what have they been able to do across the board intensity-wise? I didn't really have a question. I just got stuck with a lot of silence there. Somebody else can
All right. I will ask you this. Granted, the Jets, let's preface it by saying the Jets are a hard team to play against and very talented.
Yeah.
But in the sense that where this team is right now with you guys, are you glad at least that it's a division team, a team you're familiar with, so that you'll have a comfort level at least knowing what the opponent is going to do? Now, stopping them is another story, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, personnel-wise, we played these guys, you know, twice every year, and, you know, we kind of know what they have personnel-wise, but as far as how they play, you know, week in and week out, you never know exactly what scheme they're going to run on you. But, you know, I think that obviously respecting them first as a good offense and a team that can get the ball down the field, you just have to respect who they have on the field with running and passing. So, again, preparing and being ready to play them tight and, you know, playing them tough.
Hey, Rob, coming off back-to-back losses and, you know, the tough ending Sunday, how much do you look forward to this week and the challenge of it facing the Jets? Just everything that you guys are going through?
Yeah, I mean, this is an exciting week. You know, it's a division game, so there's going to be a lot of energy out there Sunday. And, you know, we're going to go out there and, you know, we got to play a good, solid football game. So, yeah, it's an exciting week.
Where's the defensive comfort level with people, you know, either being released or people being put on IR? You know, is everybody just like, okay, this is what we have, we'll just go out there?
Well, I mean, during a football season, there's always going to things, you know, things that are going to happen to the team. And, you know, injuries are a part of it. And, you know, roster moves are also a part of it. So you just have to deal with them and you have to move on. So, you know, whatever things that happen on the roster, you have to just turn the page on it and focus on what you have to do, which is your job on Sunday.
Rob, you've been in this locker room for a while now. What kind of a message does it send when a guy like Haynesworth is released?
You know, I think that whatever the staff does, obviously, is for our team to be competitive on Sunday. So whatever their decision is, you know, we respect anything that they do. So you just, you know, come Sunday, you go out there and you give your best effort for the team.
Do you look at Sunday night as a chance to get things righted? You know, given what's been swirling around the team the last couple of weeks, it's been challenging to say the least. If you guys go out and do what you're capable of Sunday night, things will change.
You know, I think that there's ups and downs with every season, and obviously, you know, the last 2 weeks haven't been positive for us because we've lost those two. So, you know, this is another week where you just have to – you got to focus on the task at hand, which is, you know, playing the Jets. So we got to be prepared for the Jets on Sunday.
Rob, what's a week like when you have kind of a changeable roster situation? Brandon Spikes is in a situation where you don't know what his availability is. Dane Fletcher's still coming back. Do you have to be even more alert on different responsibilities as you go into a game?
Well, you know, whatever role you're given for that game, you just take that and you do the best that you can with that role. So I think that as a team, everyone does their part and, you know, lay it all on the line on Sunday.